days left in the year. On this date in history, 1789, George Washington took office in New York as the first president of the U.S. On this date in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it's Sunday again.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve.
It's Sunday
again. That trick never works.
That was pretty good, Bob.
Yeah, Bob can do Rocky.
I got Bullwinkle down.
Oh, boy, it's Sunday
now
again.
Now he's something you'll really enjoy.
All right, Bob. All right.
I might become a real boy.
We got Pinocchio, we got Bullwinkle, we got Rocky, we got it all. Today is the last day of April 2017. It's Sunday. Wow, tomorrow is April 1st. Can you believe it?
No, it's not.
Oh, no,
sorry.
No. You can't
sorry,
believe
it's...
It. Well, if it was
not.
April 1st, it would be April Fool's Day.
Yeah, were you trying to sneak an extra April Fool's Day in there? I'm onto what you're doing.
It's wrong answer.
May 1st. They hamstring you at every opportunity here, folks. It doesn't matter. One slight error.
You have been hanging around the government too long.
I've been out of touch with the electronics for about a week. And
God, isn't it nice?
Gosh, I mean, I don't miss my cell phone or my computer at all. It's like, I wouldn't even be here. Yeah, it's like, good grief. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Minds, and this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the new state in the north. And, you know, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red, no.
Boy.
Not Red. We've got Bob Martin, a.k.a. Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the voice. Come on. Good morning, oh. No. And now it's
give
time.
Give him time.
Kill Molson Squirtle.
But
now it's time for Red Smith.
He made me a real boy.
Who's on a blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency, and I'm not going to go any farther because I'm just done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm done. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to chat room. Whoa.
Oh, cool.
Not sure what that was all about. That was technical difficulties.
I'm just making sure we're awake.
Tomorrow is May 1st. Soon to be followed by Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all excited about that.
Whoa.
Yeah, hear the cheering in the crowd.
Yeah. And the crowd goes wild.
Dos Equis.
Weed every day.
Good tomboy. You know that that Tom Slick and Dudley Do-Right are the same voice?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, actually, okay.
No, don't worry, Nell. And then you got, hey, I'm, what's racing? It's not what is front that counts, it's what's behind. Yeah, same guy. Just saying.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then you could go right into you could go into Marvin the Martian. I seem to have misplaced my Q37A modulator.
Man, they didn't P2000. Now I'm the earth-shattering boom.
Now I'll never get to blow up the earth. Yeah, it's cartoon day.
That makes me think of Jerry Brown, though. I can just see him running around. Where is it?
I'll never get to blow up Orville Dam now.
I almost have the dam.
Oh, wait a minute.
Where's the earth-shattering boom?
Anyway, we are streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com. We've had a week or so off here, but I'll tell you what.
Felt good, too.
Wow. Really good to have some time to, you know, not be completely blitzed with information overload. Tax season's over. You know, we're moving on to into summer here. I'm looking forward to it. All of our shows are podcasts and archived too. Mm-hmm. And you go to and you go to Facebook and friend me on Sovereign Minds.
All righty then. That was kind of
a segue in.
Yeah, sure. Well,
okay. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. 3276 Pacelli Lane. And they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, following the Constitution. And prior to that, the Jefferson State of Mind radio program. Also, you know, we'll have the State of Jefferson meeting. Mm-hmm.
And the State of Jefferson meeting this coming week is a must-see, must-be there. There's some big information
we
coming.
We need drum roll or something.
Yeah, don't miss this meeting. If you have to miss any of them, don't make it this one.
Little horns, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. just like fractured fairy tales.
How about just the sound of a huge sigh of relief?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just crazy. This whole resistance from some of these people in the area and in the state to the state of Jefferson. It's like, it's the same thing. It's like getting all the Hebrews out of Egypt. It's like, I don't want to go. I've got job security. But you'll be free. But that's scary.
I don't know, Moses.
What are we going to do for water in the desert? What about bread? We won't have any bread.
Yeah.
Oh, ye of little faith. Yeah. Anyway, so moving right along.
I'm still my 40 years in the desert's better than California at this point.
Oh, good grief. California is turning into the desert.
I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
You're beyond the desert in California right now.
Do we have any veterans events?
We'll talk about it later. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Let's see what we got here today. I mean, I was, I took the grandkids down to Great America Six Flags. Not Great America, but Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, I guess it's called now.
Yeah, they keep changing the name.
Well, you know, you pay money, you go in, half the rides are not working anymore.
That's why they changed the name.
And yes, it's Discovery Kingdom. It's trying to discover which rides actually operate. And you know, we talk about inflation, but, you know, you don't realize it until you go to certain other areas how bad the inflation is starting to become. It was $4.50 for a small bottle of water. So, I mean, think about that for a second. For a bottle of water, small, $4.50. Something that, a few years ago you'd have paid a quarter for?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the new California.
Yeah, there's no inflation. I mean, I'm going to be pushing. When we get the state of Jefferson, I'm going to be pushing. I'm going to be probably the biggest voice for something like the Legal Tender Species Act of Utah, where they actually made gold and silver you know, legal tender. You can go to Utah right now and you can pay your property taxes and you can buy grocery in the store. And it's just like it used to be when we were kids. You could take like a quarter to the store and get a kite and, you know, or whatever. It was actual money. Now we have this endless supply of paper that's growing and growing and growing. And if you don't think we're going to see some hardcore inflation here pretty soon, just wait. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Well, I experienced the same thing. I took the family out camping into one of our beautiful national parks. And, you know, where I'm used to, like, $5 for the weekend, it was $15 a night for a campsite.
I just can't get over that.
On top of a $40 park pass.
Yeah, and then they have the guys that look like the thugs in Philadelphia at the voter, you know, when they were going to vote. You had the two black guys, Shabazz and whoever his name out there with little sticks in their hands. And it's like, oh, they're going to shake you down before you get to the beach.
Yeah, pretty. Do you have your pass?
Your papers, please. Would you like a cigarette?
Yeah.
No, not the cigarette. But it's getting pretty bad, and it's getting so bad. Let's talk about SB 18 for a little bit. You think that's bad? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. So
that's just the beginning.
It costs us a little more to go to the lake now. I remember when Whiskeytown was free.
Well, that was part of the original deal, was that, you know, they were taking this land and they were going to, you know, take all of it around it, but it was going to be for the betterment of the community, not solely for the Central Valley Water Project. And one of the big, you know, pieces of the carrot and opposed to the stick was, hey, free recreation.
Reminds me of Little Big Man. As long as the grass grows and the sky's blue.
That's what it is.
I forgot about winter.
Yeah, the grass ain't growing and the sky ain't blue no more. That's what
no more. And yeah. With that, we do have a caller on the line.
There you go.
Good morning, Jimmy.
How you doing, folks? Hey, I don't mean to throw you off track from what you guys are talking about, but my wife and I were listening to the show, and my wife brought up a good point. Now, the state of California is raising the minimum wage, right?
Right.
Like, oh, everybody's going to be so happy, and you know,
and
everything's going to be, you know, golden popcorns and unicorns or whatever. Well, now they're raising the gas tax, and even the cars that don't use gas, electric cars, are going to be, what is it, like another $1,000 a year to register?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's like it just seems ironic that they, you know, they want to, you know, push this feel-good, you know, minimum wage increase, but they keep raising taxes on everybody.
Jimmy, you just figured out what about 90% of the people miss. And the
other thing that really ticks me off is Jerry Brown, that stuttering idiot, gets on there and goes, oh, well, it's going to help the poor people, you know, with all this road construction. No, yes, it's going to help the road construction workers and the unions, but it's not going to help some guy that's working at McDonald's.
Yeah. It's going to help the poor guy working at McDonald's.
On it, and I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
It's just like in Troy. Yeah. Look, a gift from the gods.
Yeah. Tear down the walls and bring that horse in here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man, you know, after those 10 years of war, those Greeks sure turned out to be good guys, didn't they?
Yeah.
But that's really minimum wage. All it is a baseline that the government can use to project its future tax revenue. And when he says, oh, well, this minimum wage is going to help the poor guy. Yeah, help the poor guy take money away from the guy that owns the business so that he can pay more taxes to Jerry Brown to screw it up. Yeah. That's all minimum wage is.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Exactly. Minimum wage is... It's a bad idea.
The whole thing's crap. They'll just put in robots. I mean, you know, the real deal is that it's Margaret Thatcher. As soon as we run out of money and it's everybody else's money, guess what? People are flooding the state out of here, getting out of here in droves. I mean, you know, why would you stay here? You know, the gas tax is going to double. You got the road tax. You got the property taxes. You got the inflation tax. Tax after tax after tax after tax. And we should stay here in California. Why? We shouldn't. We should split the stupid state and form a state that's free, because California is becoming a slave state. Yeah, I know. that's controversial, but what happens when you're working your whole life?
I think we're pretty much there.
What will we do without the scraps from the master's table? What will we do?
Lick his boots? I don't know. I mean,
Jerry Brown isn't even giving us scraps. I mean, come on.
Maybe choke the life out of the SOB and sit down and have dinner.
Well, that could happen. I mean, realistically, figuratively speaking, of course.
Yeah, figuratively speaking.
Yeah. Although, you know,
although after reading SB 18, I might be there.
Well, the real deal is that it is turning into a slave state. That's the real deal. That's not just rhetoric. That's not hyperbole. That is the reality. Because when you work from, you know, the day that you're able to start working, which I'm not sure what that age is anymore. It used to be able to get a work permit, you know.
It used to be 14.
14, you know, now it's, oh, my God, don't let that poor child go to work. You know, make sure that he gets welfare benefits.
And here's his trophy.
Yeah, and give him a trophy. Yeah. So, but if you, from the day that you start working, if all of your activity and production is siphoned off through some form of taxation, whether it's seen or unseen, and you end up retiring with nothing, living off the government dole, you've worked all your life to pay the government to rape you.
At the threat of force. Remember, the whole thing's backed up.
Oh, it's all voluntary. It's all voluntary. No. It's all voluntary. It's like going down the street. Some guy jumps out of the gun and says, jumps out with a gun and says, give me all the money in your pockets voluntarily. Okay? You can either volunteer for the program or I can shoot your ass. But.
Yes. Sorry.
Or, I had a frog in my throat.
I can step on the gas. I mean, it'd make it real simple. I'm sorry, but I could just hit the gas pedal.
Well, I'm assuming you're walking, not driving a vehicle.
This word voluntary, I do not think it means what you think it means.
Yeah, well, that's the taxes are supposed to be voluntary. You voluntarily pay them or else.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Or else.
Or else, yeah. That's the program.
We send the goons out.
So we've got Trump trying to unwind stuff. He's running into a lot of headwinds. There are things that are getting done. We got, you know, just having a new member of the Supreme Court is huge. If we could get, Ruth Bader sleep at the switch out of there, then, you know, and Kennedy goes, we got a good court going. So, you know, I think we got some light at the end of the tunnel here, and let's just hope it's not a train. But California is imploding.
It is.
California is imploding. You know, how do you – let's see. We don't want to have any borders so we can have a bunch of illegals come in here. Oh, I'm sorry, undocumented people, so that they can
– No, they're illegals. Don't do that. No.
So that they can take money that we give to the government – and have, you know, they're a benefit to the economy because they bring in so much work and they pay taxes. No. Most of them come in and work under the table, don't pay any taxes, and collect welfare and benefits all at the same time. It's overwhelming. The stats are that they're costing the state billions and billions of dollars. Oh, but that's okay. We just won't, you know, fund Orville Dam because that, you know, might wipe out a bunch of white people. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody.
Racist.
Am I getting overwrought here?
No.
Excuse me. I'm getting upset because I'm tired of this crap. You know, if you don't want to split the state, then move to Southern California. Move to Southern California and go down there, and you can find a nice little place down in the barrio there. And I think you're supposed to say that, the barrio. I wonder why it's called the barrio.
I believe that is Latin version of ghetto.
Is that ghetto, or is it
Well, I've heard some plaza. People tell me that it's more like, oh, the neighborhood, the, you know, kind of the villa where I grew up, and then I've heard some people is like, no, that's the ghetto.
Oh, okay, so either way, you can move down to, you know, because the real deal is, in the North State, we want to be free. Mm-hmm. Sorry, most of us want to be free. You know, there's a few guys that think it's okay to be the house slave. It's like, you know, you got the fields to hands, the guys out that are digging the ditches and mm-hmm. planting the corn and picking the cotton. And then you got the house guys that are, you know, answering the telephone and, you know, walking around with, you know, nice clothes on. And they're happy
mm-hmm.
because they have a position that, you know, affords them a pretty good standard of living, even though they're licking their master's boots.
Yeah, but they're above the other slaves.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're a field hand, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
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 So let's go to a break and come back, and let's talk about SB 15, 18.
18?
I'm so tired of SBs. It should be SOB 18. And
let's just call it the Violation of Parental Rights Act to Ensure Tax Revenue. Yeah,
anything they say is exactly the opposite. If it's Social Security, no, it's not. It's social insecurity. You know, if it's the Affordable Care Act, no, it's not. It's the freaking Unaffordable Care Act. I mean,
it's
you
always
could go
the
on
opposite.
And on.
Yeah.
It's always the opposite.
Opposite
because
of what
these
they
guys
say.
Are freaking corrupt pieces of garbage that are legislating, you know, to enslave us. You get it? They're not legislating for your benefit. It's like a Trojan horse, remember? Oh, it's a gift from the gods. Yeah, those were the idiots that, you know, were the first ones to start gnashing their teeth when the Greeks came out of the belly.
Well, when the if you read the story, too, there was one guy, there was a prophet that ran down to the beach and said, you idiots, don't put this horse in there. And they killed him.
Yeah.
They killed him. They tried to warn him.
He should have been carrying a gun.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, should have been armed.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break, Bob.
With that, if you want to call in and have a question or comment, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Community radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We might have to go our separate ways here, fellas. Yeah, just saying. Hey, we have the tip of the day is don't ride the BART train because you might get swarmed by a bunch of Raider fans angry that they're moving to Las Vegas. You heard about the 40 to 60 youths that attacked and robbed everybody on the BART train last week?
Utes. Yeah, the
Utes. The Utes.
the two Utes.
It's like, what's a Ute?
Two Utes.
Youths.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that was kind of, they took over the BART train, swarmed, hold up the riders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another reason for gun control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what shit, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. They would. It's amazing they didn't run into the wrong guy on that train.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, well, I've got 5 shots in this revolver. Do you want to take a chance, punk? Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might get me in a rush, but you're going first.
That's right. I'm going to make a canoe out of your head.
How do you like me now?
Oh, what a world, man.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. But this is what happens when you have, you know, fiat currency in the hands of government officials. Everything goes crazy. This has been documented. Go back and watch the thing about, you know, John Law back when he created There's a video put out by the Canadian Education Council about what happened when he started creating fiat currency in France. This is back in the day, you know, right just before the French Revolution. Everything went crazy. There was unlimited people thieving from everybody because the money became valueless. And
just print some more.
Just print more, and that was the answer. And pretty soon you go to Discovery Kingdom, and it's $4.50 for a glass of water. And you wonder why people are getting pissed.
So what you're trying to get through is that fiat currency and socialist ideas have a 100% failure rate.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe that should be the tip of the day.
Yeah.
Anybody who believes in socialism is an idiot.
Yeah.
Tip of the day. Okay.
Tip of the decade.
Yeah,
they're not going to listen.
So we've already kind of covered SB 18. You know, it's a Trojan horse into California that is going to, you know, give them the ability to come into your house without a warrant, without, you know, just throw the Fourth Amendment out the window. Who needs that? I mean, why would you want protection from your own government, you know, because they're out of control? And
yeah, but see, they're not removing your right. They're enabling your child's right to have the state come in.
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Give the children rights, and they will do what's in their best interest because the state will make sure of it.
Not only in your home, but anywhere the children are.
Yeah, the school,
the daycare center.
Wherever they want.
You go to the daycare center, little Billy points at you and goes, "He spanked me! He's the one! Get him!
No, all they have to do is come in and say, "Hey, we think that the parents aren't suitable." And there you go.
Or the fact that your refusal to vaccinate your child
exactly
represents a health risk.
You're grossly negligent on the part of the adult.
So we know better because we're the government. We're going to come in and remove these children and take care of them in a much better fashion.
Is that your line in the sand?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but we should know that it's going to be okay and things like that that'll be sorted out and little misunderstandings because this whole thing is going to be overseen by an 18-person panel. There's going to be 9 people from our state senate and 9 people from our assembly.
Yeah.
How do you spell star chamber? Star chamber.
C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A.
How about B-U-L-L-S? Never mind.
Are you allowed to spell it?
I don't know. Can we spell it, Bob?
Nah, I wouldn't go there.
All right.
You can say BNS.
Yeah.
How about total BS?
That you can say.
All right.
Yeah. And if you put an E on it, it's not the same word.
So that would be total BS 18.
Yeah. And what I love is this 18-member star chamber made up of the Assembly and Senate that's going to design all these bylaws, these rules and regulations.
Oh, and I'm sure Kevin DeLeon's going to be a part of that crew, right? Because he's so for law and order.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's move on. Let's get this FBI thing out of the way. Judicial Watch last week on the 27th of April, come up with a press release. FBI court filings reveal grand jury targeted Hillary Clinton during the election. I can't even hardly say that. It makes me so mad. I want to stab something. Okay.
Did they immediately commit suicide?
Yeah, grand jury dies at ballot box.
Yeah.
This you can't make this crap up. Documents contained on a subpoena given by the FBI assistant director assigned to counterintelligence and counterespionage matters who supervised the Clinton investigation. Judicial Watch released the new State Department documents, including a declaration from FBI special agents E.W. Priestap, however you say it, P-R-I-E-S-T-A-P, the supervisor of the agency's investigation to Hillary Clinton and her email activities. So mad I'm stuttering over this thing. Stating that the former Secretary of State was the subject of a grand jury investigation related to her BlackBerry email accounts. I guess we just didn't need to know that during an election, right? Wow. Wow, this declaration was produced in response to a Judicial Watch lawsuit seeking to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to take the steps to recover emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other U.S. Department of State employees. Now, I'm getting kind of angry that we have to go after, I can understand why we were being blocked by the Obama administration? Are we continually being blocked by the Trump administration as well? We have to sue to get this information out there? See, that's troubling.
It is.
That's troubling.
Yeah, troubling.
Okay. And so the Trump State Department includes details of the agency's continuing refusal to refer the Clinton email issue to the Justice Department as the law requires. Wow.
Can you read that again?
Wow. Okay. The declaration was produced in response to Judicial Watch's lawsuit seeking to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to take the steps to recover emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other U.S. State Department employees. The lawsuit was originally filed against the state of Secretary of State John Kerry. The Trump State Department filing includes details of the agency's continual refusal to refer the Clinton email issue to the Justice Department as the law requires. Let's see what happens. Let's give them a chance here.
Okay, so it was a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, against the office, and rolled over from Kerry to Tillerson because it hadn't been satisfied by Kerry.
Correct. And let's see what they do. Is this deep state still alive? Do we need to get more guys out of there?
The deep state's alive and trying to burrow deeper right now.
So how bad is it when a grand jury wants this thing turned over to the Justice Department?
Repeatedly.
For prosecution.
Repeatedly.
Nobody does jack.
Repeatedly.
Yep.
The press doesn't report it.
Repeatedly.
And now it just comes out because Judicial Watch has a Freedom of Information request that finally makes this exposes this information to the public. And where is getting the facts right? Where is our local fleshlight? This was out on the 27th.
We know where they are. We know where they are because it's the same all the time with them.
Yeah, it makes me want to throw something at the TV when I hear getting the facts right. You guys don't report any facts. You report about what the dog of the day on frickin' Friday.
They were out at Whiskey Town for the Lemurian bike race.
Yeah, full disclosure, we do the same thing on Friday morning.
Oh, okay, so you guys get the dog of the day too. Oh, okay. I'm not against dogs.
For our good friends at Haven Humane.
For the record, I'm not against dogs. But I am against blacking out information that should be reported to the general public.
But they never touch anything like that.
Never. Oh, investigative journalism? Is that, I mean, you know, what?
It's rare. Investigative journalism is rare and few and far between.
No matter where you are. Just don't do it.
You go down there and you knock on Casey whatever R, and we get, you know, you rang.
They probably don't even open the door.
No, they won't open the door.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't even open the door for you.
Quit trying to bully us with real, true factual information that might actually inform the American public of how corrupt the government is. We wouldn't want to do that, would we? Because we're too busy getting the freaking facts right. Jerks. Gosh darn. How bad does it have to get before people do draw a line in the sand? How bad does it have to get before you wake up and go, wow, they're kind of out of control. Maybe I should go to a meeting and do something about it besides, I don't know, going home and watching, Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. Well, do you know the percentage of people nowadays that get their quote-unquote news from The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert and places like that?
It's probably like 90%.
It's in the high 70s, it's like, especially among millennials. It's like,
I have no doubt about it.
Hey, what did Steven just say? I think he was talking about something that was really cool. I forgot.
Yeah, I know.
But it's legal to grow in California, so I think we should partake. It's legal to drink alcohol, so I think I will drink until I'm drunk.
That's probably a bad idea.
Kind of stupid.
That's kind of a bad idea.
But it's like, you can't do anything about it anyway, because, hold on, wow,
That's pretty good.
What was I mad about?
Shit. What?
Yeah. Oops. Haha, it was you this time. Haha, it was you this time.
I had to hit the button there.
Oh, sorry. That was fake news.
That was under the influence.
I'm sorry. You know what?
He gets that way when he's under the influence.
This is KCNR.
Hosting will fake smoking.
1460 radio. Home of the free fire. Yeah. Smoke weed every day. Yeah. Yeah, you guys that are doing that, good job. Way to stay on top of your government and making sure your kids are safe. Yeah, let's just keep smoking that crap until you get so stupid that you can't even figure out how to tie your shoes.
Okay, that's why they got
Velcro now.
And you bring up a good point. You know, I lived in Humboldt County for a long time. I know a lot of people over there. A lot of people know the connotations and the things that go with that. And I know so many people that are intelligent, they're educated, but they are freaking single-issue voters, and the only thing they give a crap about is whether they can smoke their weed or not. Yep. They don't care about anything else.
Right. I just wanted...
They know it's wrong. They know what the problems are. But, hey, we don't care as long as this dude's going to let me smoke weed.
Yeah. It's like the government, man. You know, it's like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they even have their own church. Do you see that?
They suck, dude.
Yeah, they made their own church now.
Hide the bong, dude. I heard a knock.
Cannabis Church.
Wow.
Church of Cannabis.
Yeah, Church of Cannabis.
Who's on the cross, Bob Marley?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I didn't go that far. It's like, really?
Yeah, mom. Yeah, man. No problem, man. You come to the church to smoke the ganj.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah, it's like, you know, instead of LDS, it's THC.
Yeah, the Church of THC.
The Church of THC.
I bet your robes are made out of 100% hemp.
That's right. We even wash with hemp soap, just so you know. Yeah, because we want to be clean while we're stoned.
Yeah.
I guess we ought to move along. Here's another little tidbit. I'm not sure if that's Huma. Abedin's entire family is under federal investigation. The charges? Wow. Yeah, this is getting the facts right again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess Hillary Clinton's loyal top aide, you know, was reportedly sidelined in a final stretch in 2016 presidential campaign as a result of her husband's child porn scandal. Oh,
Pizzagate's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fake. Carlos Danger.
That's why we're approaching over 3,000 arrests now.
Is it up to that many now?
Well, worldwide, we're up to about 2,300 in the States, about another 700 worldwide, all reciprocal stemming from information they pulled off of Mr. Carlos Danger's laptop.
Oh, God, did you have to say laptop?
Yes, I did actually go there on purpose.
Let's talk about the Bundys, because I can't go any farther with this. I just want to stab the screen here. What's the update on the Bundys case?
Okay. Six of the defendants in the 2014 Bunkerville incident have been in a Las Vegas courtroom for several months. A lot of these guys have been incarcerated for over a year waiting for this. They came back out of six defendants. It came back as they did find guilty on charges against two of them. One guy that will be appealing, they found him guilty of brandishing a firearm and crossing state lines to commit extortion. I'm not really sure how that works.
How do you cross state? What?
When you come from Idaho to Nevada to stop the government from illegally stealing a citizen's property is somehow traveling across state lines to commit extortion. I'm not really sure how that works.
I thought that only Congress could do that.
So there was that one, and then the other one that was found guilty, they found him guilty on all eight charges of firearms charges, conspiracy charges, extortion. But the interesting thing is that happened to be the defendant that turned out to be an FBI informant all along.
Oh, yeah, and he was a great guy, huh? A stellar gentleman of ill repute, right?
Yeah, he was spectacular. Yeah. Okay, so those were the two they found charges. And then the other four individuals, they came back as a hung jury on every defendant on every charge. They could not come to a consensus.
So they might walk.
Well, at this point, it's up to the government whether they want another trial.
A retrial.
And so what the process is now is they're figuring that out, and the defendants' lawyers are trying very hard to get these guys out of prison and home to their families, awaiting the disposition of a pretrial. They've been in there for almost a year already anyways, and they still haven't brought Ammon and the rest of the Bundy family to trial or any of that. Those guys are still in there awaiting trial. It's insane.
Wow. It, you know, you can't make this crap up.
And watching live video from out in front of the courthouse the day of the decision, you had the feds out front. You had almost 30 officers from Las Vegas Metropolitan out front. And they actually had a helicopter with a sniper in the helicopter circling. And you've got maybe 15 patriots out there with flags and singing prayers.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
Well, I guess they forgot to report that, too, over at the PC Central. Well, here's another one. Are we done with that one?
Yeah, that's pretty much the update on the Bundys. It's still wait and see. We're waiting for the main Bundy trial to start. And a lot of the thought is they really don't want Ammon and those guys on the stand.
Right.
They don't want them speaking.
No, because they actually might tell the truth.
They know what they're talking about, and they can't afford that.
Right. Let's go to a break, Bob, and then when we come back, let's talk about Portland canceling the Avenue of Roses parade over Antifa threat to attack Republicans who plan to participate. Yeah, that's free speech, isn't it?
That's freedom. Fascist.
Freedom. Oh, yeah, Portland. Aren't they like a bastion of liberal thinking? A bastion of progressive thought process where everybody's treated equally and, you know, equal protection under the law really exists, right? Maybe not.
Nope.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for Linda.
Community radio for the North State. There are mountains in our way. But we climb the stairs every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. The lift is up where we belong, far from the world below. And the clear winds blow.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
You've heard B&T Satellite say don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. Are you paying for channels you don't watch? Do you want to drop them and save money? They hear ya. Introducing FlexPack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month. They make TV easy from local technology to personal service and features at better prices. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, they'll make TV easy for you. Call B&T Satellite at 244-1988 and get the best in local service, technology, and flexibility. Here's what Jack M had to say on Facebook.
I've dealt with the Dish Corporation. I've not had any satisfaction with their service. But the local guys, that's the way to go when you need great service. We chose B&T Satellite as our Dish cable carrier. First, I was amazed that Doug, the owner, would come to our home late Friday afternoon to work. Doug was a delight to work with. He went above and beyond the call of duty. Truly, if you want the best service, don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. Let him make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Come to let you go, California. We don't want it anymore.
Don't
We're get done.
Yep.
Kick rocks.
Pound sand. Yeah. I mean, what else can we say, you know?
I've got more, but
well,
Bob,
I know, but
Bob would believe me.
Well, yeah, he'll have to just keep his hand on the button, holding it down.
Well, we got a couple. Do you want to finish that little Bundy thing off there with the prosecution and the collusion between that and the judge?
In the coming case against the Bundys directly, I was reading through some of the pretrial motions and stuff that have been filed, and there's one motion by the prosecution to suppress key parts of testimony from the Bundys, from Ammon and from Cliven, and it's all in legalese, but when you translate it, basically the motion states, we need to suppress key parts of their testimony because it could be potentially devastating and destroy the prosecution's case. So we need to suppress them from testifying about these things. The jury cannot hear these things, or it'll throw the government's case into a tizzy. And it's like, isn't that kind of the entire point of the defendant's testimony?
It depends on what jurisdiction you're in.
I guess. They do it different over there in Vegas, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in Judge Roy Bean's jurisdiction, you know, it doesn't really matter as long as you're a friend of Lily Langtree.
Get a rope.
That's right.
There's been so much that has gone on with them trying to suppress evidence and the different things that have been brought out, and it was weird. At the last part of this current Vegas trial with the six defendants, right at the last, the judge had a sudden change of heart and allowed some things that had been suppressed, like the direct threats that were made to people, like when head of the operation BLM employee Dan Love threatened protesters and told them, if you come here, you better bring body bags and funeral expenses. You know, things like that had been suppressed by the prosecution.
That's not intimidation, is it?
No, it's not intimidation, especially when you're making the case that these people were unjustified in being armed, which is a complete misnomer and asinine anyways. They have a right to be armed anytime they choose for whatever reason they choose. But
well, that's assuming that the Constitution is the law of the land, you know. I mean, and
apparently, you know, that's a big assumption nowadays.
Yeah, unless you're on the left, then it applies only to you for your protections. But the rest of us, it doesn't apply to you because we are, you know, conservative white America, blue collar workers that don't believe that you know, we should be modeling Karl Marx's theory on you know, economic. Progressive,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and meanwhile, these guys still sit and rot in prison. The Bundys still sit and rot in prison. The Hammonds are still rotting in prison. The murder of Lavoie has not yet been answered. So, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, how's the first 100 days of Trump? Well, I've seen some positive.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
There's definitely some good movement. But there's a lot that still needs to be done.
Well, there's so much to it.
I'm looking right now at a article here, Trump to pull feds out of K-12 education. President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday to start pulling the federal government out of K-12 education, following through on a campaign promise. Hey, this guy's been following through on his promises, I got to say. You know, and I don't care whether the left likes it or not. You know, I don't care what they think. I don't care what they feel. I don't care anything about the progressive left, lawless garbage that's running around out there trying to start a civil war. They're just like, you know, they're just
Nazis.
They're Nazis. They're subversive Nazis who do not care about freedom and the Constitution. They have an agenda, and they're so stupid they don't even know what their agenda is. They just follow their orders.
Yeah.
He's also, it may cut 3,000 jobs out of the EPA, too. So that just tells you how many people are probably in the EPA if we can cut 3,000.
How about they go to Colorado and fix the river they destroyed?
Another thing. But we're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off. Please stay tuned for the next hour.
It's time to dance.
Yes. With a special guest that we'll have. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The president has been putting pressure on North Korea as it pursues its missile and nuclear weapons programs. And he advises North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to be careful.
If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
The president on CBS TV's Face the Nation this morning. On Saturday, North Korea test-fired a mid-range ballistic missile, though for the third time this month, it ended in failure. Authorities in East Texas now say at least four people have been killed as a series of tornadoes pummeled parts of three counties east of Dallas. They caution the death toll, originally put at five, could rise again as search teams go through the extensive wreckage. Canton Mayor Lou Ann Everett says multiple tornadoes that began yesterday afternoon left, quote, heartbreaking and upsetting destruction, 35 miles long and 15 miles wide. A survey released by Bank of America shows small business owners' optimism about the economy going up.
The survey says the number of owners expecting the national economy to improve over the next 12 months jumped to 52% from 31% in a survey taken from August to October. The number of owners expecting growth in their local economy also rose sharply to 50% from 37%. Hiring plans dipped from the fall. 18% of owners expect to add staffers during the next year, down from 25%. However, small businesses have stepped up their hiring in the past few months, which means many companies may not need to add more staffers for a while. Jeremy House reporting.
The government looking into whether GM should add another 300,000 or so vehicles to a 2015 recall for headlights that can suddenly go dark. It's apparently still a problem. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
College costs are rising, and some observers are beginning to question the need for a traditional university education. They say it leads to massive student debt and often gives students highly theoretical knowledge. Now there are alternatives from a series of startups. Choices include boot camps, 1 or 2 year tracks, and accredited degree programs. Those offering such programs say they'll give students a more relevant education in today's job market at a lower cost. Critics are, say, betting on a narrow practical education that's in demand today could leave students unprepared for the jobs of the future. The NFL's Buffalo Bills have fired general manager Doug Whaley today, a day after the draft, a move that further solidifies rookie head coach Sean McDermott's control over the team. The shakeup leaves the Bills seeking their 7th GM during what's been a 17-year playoff drought, the longest active streak in North America's 4 major pro sports. News and analysis at townhall.com. and internet censorship monitoring network says Turkey has blocked Wikipedia.
The group Turkey Blocks, which calls itself an independent digital transparency project, said users in Turkey began their weekend by waking up to find that they had no access to Wikipedia in any of its language editions. As Turkey Block put it, quote, "The loss of availability is consistent with internet filters used to censor content in the country. For now, the site has been blocked under a provisional administrative order without a court order, but Turkey Block says an order is expected in coming days." Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 30th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including actress Cloris Leachman. She is 91 years old. Country singer Willie Nelson turns 84 today. Actor Burt Young is 77. Jane Campion, director of The Piano, 63 years old today. NBA Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas is 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The Redding Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Redding Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Redding Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Redding Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook. The Redding Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, and you're in the second hour. And, you know, we have a special guest with us today. We've got Fred Salante with us, and we're trying to get some of these microphones straightened out.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Get headsets turned
on. Headsets
up
turned on.
Yeah. We got to get Fred's turned up
gotta
here.
Got to get Fred's headset turned on. We don't want to do it like a KISS concert to where he...
we don't want to blow his ears out.
It would take a lot to blow his ears out. You don't understand. He doesn't hear real well anymore.
Well, yeah, when you're deaf in one ear and can't hear out of the other, you start having troubles.
You don't have a lot to lose.
You know what's strange? My five-year-old has the same problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different.
It's funny, it's funny how a thump in the head will cure that, though. Wow. We got it?
Can you hear?
All right, now we got it. Can you hear me now?
We got it.
Yeah, mine's like blasting me out. I don't have a hearing problem.
Before we get to Fred, I just want to mention here that Trump has rejected the push to help solve Puerto Rico's debt crisis.
Thank God. And
on Thursday, you know, instead of giving Puerto Rico a $70 billion bailout, it looks like, you know, I think we're going to see a government shutdown here before too much longer. And I don't really care. Shut it down. You know, I mean, quit bailing these people out. Quit giving the bankers money. Quit, bailing all of these bond and governments out, these bond funds. And let's move on to the correction.
And that's one of the things we've been watching Puerto Rico going on, what, almost 2 years now?
Yeah.
And this is one of those bellwethers that we've been waiting to see the whole thing start to
play
come
out.
Apart.
Yeah.
And we have been watching Oppenheimer Funds and Goldman Sachs snatch up Puerto Rican sovereign debt like candy. I mean, they are invested in the billions of Puerto Rican sovereign debt, and they're shorting it the entire time expecting a bailout. And if Trump kills that bailout, they are going to fall flat on their face, and they should.
Yes, well, they should.
You got the Puerto Rican governor, Ricardo Rosello, traveling to Washington to lobby legislators for relief from a decade-long economic crisis that is blamed partly on previous administrations. Gee, does that sound familiar? In the territories that borrowed billions of dollars to cover budget deficits.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you feel a pattern here? Do you think there's a pattern here? You know,
never.
That they overspend, then they print money, they borrow money, they sell treasury bonds.
They steal your money.
So you've got a big, huge counterfeiting scheme that puts everybody in debt to the point where when it gets so large that they can't pay anybody back and then they want another bailout. Does it sound like, you know, maybe what's going on in the whole wide world through the Bretton Woods Agreement and the central banking? Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. Let's see if they get the bailout. Let's see if this will be a bellwether moment as far as Trump. Is he going to not start bailing all these people out? And I think that's what's going on.
He actually signed an executive order a little over a week ago that started the process of basically saying, okay, this is the deal we're going to make with the banks. We're going to remove all this government regulation that says that you have to fund subprime and all of this other crap that Bill Clinton put in way back. But at the same time, if you screw up, you're on your own. The American citizen's not going to bail you out. He's already kind of started that process.
Well, you want to hear his tweet, okay, and then we'll move on to Fred. Democrats are trying to bail out insurance companies from disastrous hashtag Obamacare and Puerto Rico with your tax dollars. Sad.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yep, exactly.
With that, let's welcome our guest Fred Salantes, who's with us today, and I'll let you introduce him, sis.
Well, yeah, I've known Fred for quite a few years now, and his big thing is Missing in America project. We got involved quite a few years ago with that, and we have several things going on. And we want to thank him for his service. What are you, retired major?
Yes.
Of the Army.
Oh.
So, yeah. And so,
I guess I saluted with the wrong hand. You probably noticed that.
Well, but you notice I have to do it right now, too, because I kind of have a torn tendon on my
shoulder?
Root. Yeah. So,
oh, man.
So I'm watching my handshaking hand and saluting hand very careful.
So before we actually get into about some of the missions Missing in America Project is doing, one of our other sides of us is we do community outreach, and one of that is Camp for Life. And that is where we do a camp out at Need Camp for all the terminally ill children in the community and their families, and not just them, but the camp's open to the whole community during that time, and we're going to do a fundraiser. So I'll let you take it from there, Fred.
I think the secret is to explain exactly what Camp for Life does, and this is our seventh year that we've been every year coming in talking. And, of course, in order to put the camp on and rent the whole Need Camp, it obviously takes some money. MIAP is a total nonprofit that relies only on individual donations, mm-hmm. no government funding or backup. And that's even for our primary business. But for helping with the community, we find children that have serious or terminal illnesses, and then we look to provide a week of camp normally that gives them time away from the medical process, from the trials and tribulations, and away from a TV set and away from all the other things, and learn about nature and the environment, and most importantly, to learn how other children and families cope with the illnesses. And so they meet people and other children with the same illnesses. Everybody is out there forming a solid group that gives a support group when they need help, even aside from camp. And so some of our children have been coming for 7 years, and they get walk out the door saying, when's the next one?
Yeah.
when is the next one?
August 6th through the 13th is what we're shooting for out at the NEED camp. And while we're talking about the families, we do have some that not only are the children terminally ill, but the parents as well are on dialysis or some other,
I think one of the most important ones is we went to Yreka for Dylan Frick when he got out of Stanford virtually to come home to pass. And we did a big parade. We went and had a barbecue at the city park. And we drove him in big Walmart trucks out and in the Long Rider. And he went to bed that night and told his parents it was the best day of his life. The submariners came out, made him an honorary submariner. And that night he went into a coma and passed.
Wow.
So that's the story of why we do it.
Yep.
And this year will be a little bit different because we'll have the formal camp a little bit less, but we're then opening it up more to local families. I'm going to the VA to talk to their social workers for military and veteran families that have a similar problem that would enjoy coming to camp. And we have 19 cabins out there. We rent the whole cabin for a family, one per family. So we can help quite a few people. There's usually about 150 kids out there between brothers and sisters and everything. Now, What's the downside to that? The downside is we always need money.
Unfortunately. All the help is volunteered. We're not paid. All the cooking and all the activities the community pitches in. But, yeah, we do have to pay for the camp and the supplies.
Yeah, and so how we do it is in numerous ways. We have some fundraisers and we have some other things, but one of the biggest things that we've done is that MIP has taken over the Fallen Rider Memorial Run on May 20th, which is Armed Forces Day. Mm-hmm. And for the past 3 years now, we've sponsored that run for a motorcycle run to go out and have prizes and come back in to the Veterans Hall and have a luncheon. This year, we're doing a little bit different.
We are.
We're going to have them come back, and we'll do the stuff with the bikers, but the dinner is going to be 1 pound of prime rib and some other delicious goodies. And so we're also selling tables and having raffles of lots of items. And so we're looking for your help, and we'd like you to buy a table and get drawing stuff, and I'll let Linda explain more about the
dinner. I already did buy a table. I think I was told I bought a table.
Well, the thing with the table is it costs you $300 for a table. We put 8 at a table, but you get $150 worth of raffle tickets. So technically, it's only $150 for the table. That includes your dinner, like Fred said, of a pound of prime rib per person. So
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, and all the fixings that go with it. We have a beautiful gal that does the catering for us now, Cheryl Moore with Star Spangled Catering. Excellent. Her and her husband and her son are wonderful people, and they're going to cater, along with James Leedy, Sarge, is going to help out with the cooking. And it, like I said, we have lots of prizes. It comes for a good cause. All the proceeds from this, all of them, go into the pot for the camp and for the week. And like said Fred, it's not cheap. It usually our budget's, 25,000, 30,000 out there for the week. So, you know, it's a little chunk of change that we have to cover every year. So we are reaching out to the community, and you'll have a lot of fun that night at the Veterans Hall. And it's May 20th. And like we said, for a table of 300, you get to sit six people. You get a good dinner, prime rib. We're going to be carving it right there on the site for you. And also you can buy single tickets. So.
Well, aside from the single tickets, I'll tell you a secret how you can save a little money. If you ride a motorcycle, you sign up and pre-register for the Fallen Rider Run, and it costs you $25 to be in the run to get patches, pins, and the dinner. Now, if you go to Linda and you don't want to ride a motorcycle, it's going to cost you $30 to get a single seat.
Well, so I just need to go buy a motorcycle then.
That, even if you don't want to ride, it's still cheaper.
I'm just going to hop on the back of one of the other bikes that are there.
Do quads, off-road quads count?
No Probably discount, not. But you can register. But, yeah, so you can go on the poker run, and they need to pre-register for that. And what's the deadline, May 12th?
May 12th is the deadline. And Harley Shop, most of the bike shops all have applications. If you go online to Fallen Rider Memorial Reading, you can see the website that's got all the entry and pre-registration forms and more information. And I think the secret is it's just a matter of a nice mingling of lots of different kinds of people. And if the weather's like today, my gosh, I'm ready to leave here after it's over, and I'm already in motorcycle gear ready to go out.
Yeah, nice. Don't blame you there. It's nice out there for a good ride.
It's been beautiful this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very nice weather out there.
Like the ride. So, yeah, with us teaming up this year with the Fallen Rider Run, it's a little bit different. We have, in the past, had close to 150 riders come in on this, so... If you're interested in doing the ride, definitely, you know, get your application in.
And if you're interested in saving $5 on the dinner, get your registration in.
Yeah, if you want to save money. And
runs are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, and usually we don't have such nice weather, but what I've been looking at, we should be pretty good with that.
Well, I sold my bike a few years ago, traded it for a Polaris off-road vehicle, so... Yeah, I'm pretty sure Linda will let me buy another one if I want one.
Well, let me tell you, Polaris isn't doing a lot, but they are now took and bought Indian. So they have now the most beautiful Indian bikes out there that that Susan's been looking through with the nice tan leather bags on the side and the classic.
I wonder if they'll trade me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, Indian's always been a good-looking bike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to ride a lot, but it just got to the point where I just didn't do it enough. And then I don't like parking my bike unless I have a garage, you know, to park it in because, you know, you sit out in the weather and you spend more time polishing it and cleaning it up than you do anything else. But, you know, if I got a garage, I might get another bike.
Hey, I like it where I sit because there's plenty of bikes. Well, I've always got my cover with me anymore, and it's like taking riders. I mean, I got my choice whether I want to get on a trike or a Harley or a
She doesn't
long
have to pay
rider.
For any of the bikes. See, that's the whole thing. You know, she just jumps on one, and there you go.
Yeah.
You know? I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't get the same treatment.
Well, let me tell you, Linda's fun to have on the back because there's no weight there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I can do everything I want to do, and there's no balance problem at all.
Well, are you trying to say something, Fred?
No. Take a look at us. Neither one of us are.
Yeah, we might have to get a bigger back tire.
We have a lot of fun with it. And then, of course, we always have the long rider, which is nice that we put people on. Is it going to be in the run today? this time, long rider? Do you know?
No.
No. Okay.
And what she's talking about, in case you haven't heard yet, back to the serious tone of things that we do, my group of people work to go into funeral homes and crematoriums and look for veterans that have been abandoned there. And lo and behold, in Seattle, we went into a storage facility and we discovered a six-year-old boy that died in 1923. Come to find out, when we researched him, his dad was a World War I veteran, And his dad is buried in San Diego in Rosecrans VA National Cemetery. So today, right now, as we're talking, this boy is being picked up by Washington MIAP volunteers, and they are driving to the Oregon border tomorrow to pass off his urn to the Oregon escort MIA escort team. And Tuesday at 11 o'clock, we'll be at the truck stop at Knighton Road, and they will transfer his urn to us, and then the California team from here will take him all the way to San Diego. So one of the reasons I was commenting about the weather is that I've got 6 days of riding coming up here. So we hope it stays good. But just think about it. 94 years ago, this young boy was on a wagon, fell off, and died from hitting the ground from a wagon. And he's been separated from his father, who the reason they were separated in the first place, besides the World War, was that they got divorced. So the boy ended up being unclaimed in Seattle, and we are on the road Tuesday at noon to take him to San Diego for a Friday service at 2 o'clock.
So if you want to come out and see you guys off or show support, they'll be at Knighton Road at 2 p.m. Which, just so you guys know, we do this a lot. MIP does, I call it, you know, piggybacking, is some of the riders will take cremains a certain distance and then they'll hand them off. And that, we did that going back to Arlington. We didn't hand any off, but we picked some up coming out of Arizona. We picked up a Buffalo soldier and picked him up and took him back. But and we don't just do it across the states. We do it internationally once in a while, too.
Yeah, we are able to qualify as an international nonprofit because we have located British soldiers, Canadian soldiers, and had them taken back across the border and buried in Canada. In the case of the British one, they wanted him to be buried here, so we buried him here. So it's just whatever we can do from looking at records and doing it. But understand the process to locate this boy and his, and find his father, because you get some information or you find an urn on a wall and you're trying to search. Sometimes it takes up to 18 months, 2 years, mm-hmm. to go down the line of all the places checking. At some points, if they're real difficult, we go to FBI, we go to Social Security, and, of course, the biggest things we use are Ancestry.com and the Mormon database.
Yeah.
And so that's a very big portion of how we research and look for family members or look for a veteran or a wife or dependent status.
Yeah, we have a team of them. They spend a lot of hours on the computer sometimes researching them down because we all know how vague records can be sometimes. So,
even when you locate them, it doesn't stop some of the problems because you've got 50 different sets of laws in 50 different states that we have to comply with. And so just like Washington, they don't issue a permit to travel. So here in California, if you don't have a permit, you can't bury them. So we were up to last week still working to get a travel authorization from the Attorney yeah. General of Washington to bring this boy to California to bury him with his dad.
Hmm. Oh.
Unless you're a Muslim sympathizer, you know, it seems like there's all this red tape that happens, and it's just crazy for something like that to, you know, not be able to do it. That's just crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there'd be so many regulations, but there's a lot that we have to follow.
Unfortunately, everything in our lives, as we know, is CYA.
Boy, isn't
and
that
so
the
nobody's
truth.
Willing to take a gamble or go out on a limb, especially if they're a government worker. But then you always find the one behind the scenes that'll help you, and you just got to keep looking until you find the right people that have some heart that want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in the government, and we're seeing more and more of a turnover starting to happen. Because these entrenched guys that have been with the last administration that have agendas instead of, you know, worrying about what the American people's rights are. They're worried about everybody else's rights in the whole world except the American people has, you know, been the obvious only obvious conclusion you can come to.
Yeah, we're hoping with the VA and some of the things Trump's doing with the VA now will help open up a lot of the regulations and not just get better care for the veterans, but, I mean, for us, hopefully some of the regulations and stuff that we have to deal with.
Well, not only the initial care, but the continual care.
Exactly,
is
yeah.
what needs to be really addressed, is it takes forever for them to get in and get their initial. And then once they get started, they have such a difficulty maintaining their benefits and keeping it going sometimes. It's insane.
Yeah, and we need to reach out, you know, because a lot of them coming back right now go to places that aren't very good, and we, you know, suicide is at a very high rate right now, so.
Yeah. And you have 22 a day, that's a pretty high rate.
Yeah.
And pretty out of proportion to the rest of society.
Yeah.
Well, that's look at what they're coming home to. It's a mess.
Well, they talk about us as Vietnam sometimes too much, about we were the forgotten people that were spit on and other stuff. In some cases, it's not quit. They're still happening, and it's not necessarily the verbal sight of someone spitting on somebody, but it's someone shutting a door or putting a restriction on that they can't get around.
Society's tearing itself apart in this country. It's hard to get a decent job, to start a functional family, to get the services that you need mentally. And, you know, the generation, we've been at war for, what, 12, 13 years now, and you know, it's not just the death count. We've had a lot of guys come home wounded.
A lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, the biggest difference that you learn is in all of the wars that we had, you had a rate of 30-40% that would survive wounds on the battlefield. Right now, 97% of those wounded are saved and partially taken care of, only to be dumped on society, to not get further treatment down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, and these are the guys that, in my consideration, should be prioritized for jobs and things like that, and introducing them to the workforce, especially when it comes to government jobs, the federal workforce, the state workforce. Why are veterans not given priority over the...
Well, they do give them a 10-point preference if, in quotes, the state or county honors it, and there's many that don't.
That's the whole thing. There's no teeth to the enforcement of it.
Yes. But everything is enforcement. I mean, the best thing I've seen lately is for every new law that there's going to be two revoked. And to me, that sounds good to solve the problem we're talking about.
Well, we got way too much law, period. Way too much government across the board. And then they don't enforce the stuff they should be enforcing. Yeah. You know, like the border. I mean, it's a classic example. I mean, if you don't enforce the border, you don't have a country. It really comes down to that. If you're going to let anybody in the world come into the country, pretty soon you won't have America. You know, this idea of, oh, that's not who we are. That's exactly right. That's not who we are. We're Americans. We're not Indians. We're not Mexicans. We're not Iraqis. We're not Iranians. We're Americans. And you need to want to assimilate into this country. And we need to protect that from other countries and protect our borders and enforce that. So they decide not to enforce that, but if you are a red-blooded American, they'll enforce anything they can against you. Well, that's how the trend has been for quite some time, and it's changing.
One of the things that Trump did early on, I think it was right after Mattis got in, that I think will be very helpful, is he signed an executive order that allowed the military training to be reciprocal into the civilian world, where it's been before, where we've spent, you know, 4 years and tens of thousands of dollars training a guy how to drive and work on a truck or something like that, and he gets out into the civilian world and gets told, oh, now you have to get certified over here and over here, and you got to comply with it. And it's like, this guy already knows what he's doing. Why can't he literally just transfer from his job in the military to the civilian sector?
Yeah, because a lot of them won't recognize their certificates and stuff from the military. Yeah, they go, oh, no, that's the military world. Now, you know, you got to get recertified out here in the civilian world.
Well, he did sign an order that will, once they get the program in place, will allow a lateral transfer. And I think that should help a lot.
What's the difference between a truck driver in the military and a truck driver out here? There's not. If they've learned how to drive a truck and maneuver and do the stuff, that's a job
classification. I'd rather have the military-trained guy.
Well, they're usually a bit more disciplined.
Well, here's the biggest problem I see, and especially when people young veterans leave and do the when they're in the military, you can be a staff sergeant, a sergeant E5, and you're in charge of millions of dollars of equipment. You're a mechanic, but you're doing it on a $40, $50 million jet, and you're competent and you're responsible and you're trusted. You come out here, and we're the dummies.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing.
Right.
And we treat the veteran that's there like he was a different situation. He may be smarter, brighter than the guy that he's going to work for that dodged the draft or did whatever, but yet there's no accountability for what the importance and what the job the person did when he comes to try to go to a civilian workforce job, doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's been the past administration right there. He had really zero respect for the military.
Oh, he hated them.
I think that went both ways.
I'm just saying I don't think they were happy with him either. Yeah. I'm just guessing on that.
We probably should go to a break, huh?
All right. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for us, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Part about spring is being able to spend more time outside, and what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
What you
ZZ there. If you don't like that, you don't like music.
It kind of reminds me of Friday night. The cruise.
Listen, I got a couple. I got to make an announcement here. There's a 10th annual fair, downtown promenade at the downtown promenade. What's the name of it? Oh, Minds Matter Health. Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair.
Yes.
And we've got to get that up there. That's going to be Thursday, May 4th, in the downtown promenade, Market Street and Tehama, between 2:30.
We have a promenade now?
Well, we kind of do. I don't know how well it's doing these days.
Well, it's going to be from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m., followed by three live bands from 6 to 8:30 after for the after work attendees. So, you know, there's going to be Greg Cheadle down there, Lori Bridgeford, and
Market and Tehama. Okay.
Isn't that the one that's right over by the Veterans Hall? Or have I got it?
Market and Tehama. Yeah, well, we know where Market Street is, obviously, but
isn't it like behind the
that's
well,
gonna be
old
Lori
hotel?
Right, but that's Lori right there to kind of clear this
yeah.
up for us.
But why he's Bob's answering that before I kick you loose, Fred. Maybe we should let the people know how to get a hold of you if they want to do the Fallen Rider run or tickets for the fundraiser. So give them your information. Give them the website, the whole nine.
Okay, well, first of all, if you ever want to find out anything about Missing in America Project, go to www.miap.us. And my whole corporation is there, from every tax record to everything is transparent, every SOP, every job description of what we do. And there's also a nice little corner in there that says donate. So we always appreciate that part. Other than that, if you're looking for me in Reading or looking to get a registration form or something, go into any of the motorcycle shops, or you can come to my office, which is 6900 Danyer, D-A-N-Y-E-U-R, which is down by Shorts Recycle, down by the casino on off of 273 in
Durban. Yeah, you take a left right there at the feed store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the other way is you can call me, and I'll give you two numbers, but they are both call forward to do a different number. But 226-9900 is the official MIAP phone, and my private cell is 355-9595. And if you want to get that's for the Fallen Rider Run portion of it, for the biker portion. If you want to get into the tables and the meals stuff, I'll let Linda give her info.
Okay. If you're interested in the tables, you can give me a call at 356-3651, or you can go by Jones Fort, and he's got tickets there, and he can give you information, too, if you got more questions about how we're going to operate on the 20th. But, yeah, come out and help us out if you can. We appreciate
it.
With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Billy Bob on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great show as usual. I so much appreciate your effort and hard work. I mean, I laugh with you guys. You guys are a crack up. I swear we got to syndicate you. We got to get you go national. But anyway, what prompted my call was I wanted to tip my hat to Fred and all his hard work and energy and his endeavor and commitment to the veterans, and thank him for his service. And that's basically it. But again, Mark, you do one heck of a job. And Linda, you're a yeoman. And Red, we'll deal with you. You're way cool, man. I'll tell you what. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very yeah, thanks. So.
Very good. Well,
that's all we got, unless there's something else you want to get in there, Rob?
Yes, I want to tell everybody that wants to honor a veteran to come to the truck stop at Knighton Road Tuesday at about 11:30, and we will be meeting with the Oregon group to take our six-year-old boy, Joseph Thompson, to San Diego. And we'll have a transfer ceremony with the urn and some other stuff, and then the Oregon guys are going to eat lunch while we head off to San Diego.
What time are kickstands up on that day? What time you leave?
About 12:15.
12:15.
That's why if they come at 11:30, they can see Oregon probably riding in at the time, and then us transferring and then getting ready to head out.
So if you know Cat stands are up at 12:15, if you're not in the area, you can always go on an overpass with flags and do it that way, too.
But believe it or not, I have quite a few towns on the route that have already called, and when we go through Orland, there's Cole Segul going to be out on the overpass and stuff. So there's a lot of patriotism for this type of a project that, just think, 94 years. 94
wow.
years.
A long time.
Anyway, so. Thanks anyway, for coming in, Fred.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, and I will be seeing you soon.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Okay,
all right.
As always.
You bet. Well, let's go back here and finish off our public service announcement here for Lori. It's sponsored by the Shasta County Health and Human Services. It's you can contact Lori at 530-247-3925, and that's for the Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair. Okay, so I was just looking at Puerto Rico here. Puerto Rico board move considers bankruptcy-like process. This is posted on Bloomberg Markets April 28th. And it looks like the oversight board gives itself the right to hold sessions on the topic. Puerto Rico's federal overseers took an initial step towards considering the use of bankruptcy-like proceedings to allow the island to escape from $70 billion of debt and approve a plan that calls for extracting concessions from owners and water agency bonds. So if you think you're not getting a haircut,
Jerry Brown,
if you think you're not getting a haircut and you're in Puerto Rico bonds, yeah. Yeah, it says the process known as Title III was created under a rescue law enacted last year. The vote also allows the board to consider a negotiating settlement with creditors should one be reached. In other words,
so they need to negotiate their own settlement?
Yeah. We're trying to do our best. I like this. This is from Jose Carrion. We're trying to do our best to do the right thing by all the stakeholders and people of Puerto Rico, said Jose Carrion, chairman of the board. He told reporters after the meeting, it's a very difficult situation. These folks have lent Puerto Rico money, and we are where we are, and it's not a situation where we don't understand. Oh, boy. Does this sound like a government agency to you that says...
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The decision comes days before the expiration of a legal stay that has sheltered Puerto Rico from lawsuits filed by bondholders after an escalating series of defaults. The government has also struggled to make headway in negotiations with creditors, leading analysts to speculate that the issue is likely to be resolved in court. So they've gave themselves the law, passed a law to approve the fact that they can bankrupt these bondholders. Wow.
But at the same time, the bondholders, which primarily are Goldman Sachs and Oppenheimer, are still buying it up.
Puerto Rico's debt structuring, however it's ultimately done, will be the largest in the $3.8 trillion municipal bond market, with the Commonwealth debt issued by more than a dozen agencies and backed by sometimes competing repayment pledges. It promises to impose steep losses on investors. Now, see, doesn't this make sense, huh?
Yeah.
With Rosello's fiscal recovery plan covering less than a quarter of the debt payments that are due over the next decade, even after he takes the steps to cut spending and raise revenue. Wow.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Wow.
And what's behind door number three, Monty?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you have this horrible, toxic debt. And you have two of the largest financial institutions in the country buying it up like candy.
Hmm.
What do you think they're expecting?
Hmm.
Bailout?
No.
Hmm.
Say it's not so.
Yeah, we'll just make our money off the back end.
Well,
right?
That was before the election, wasn't it, most of it?
Yeah, I think if I saw that newspaper article this morning that Trump's going to tell you no, I think I'd be sitting at Goldman Sachs going, where's that parachute?
Yeah.
Yeah, they may be a little afraid of being prosecuted because or something. Hillary
was supposed to get elected.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Hmm. We'll see what happens.
Couldn't
Stay
even
tuned.
Cheat her way into the chair.
Lie, cheat, steal. Take your pick.
Still didn't work.
Yeah, I mean.
The wicked witch.
Russia, right. Russia, Russia.
Yeah, I guess that quit working.
Yeah, haven't heard a lot of that lately.
Here's another interesting point as well. Justice Department turns against the CFPB in a constitutionality case. The Justice Department told Federal Appeals Court on Friday, this is back in March, that Trump.
The Credit Protection Board that. Obama
yeah, the Consumer Financial Credit Protection yeah. Bureau, you know, but, you know. They all but stopped short of the Bureau asking the Bureau to be abolished, but now they've got this three-judge panel that's looking at this thing saying, hey, they want the president have the right to fire the head of the agency because he has no oversight.
Imagine that.
Yeah, he has no oversight. He has no, you know, he's a completely independent agency with no oversight. And this is all part of the Dodd-Frank thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so it's going to get I'll tell you what, it's going to get ugly.
Trump's making noise. He's going to rip Dodd-Frank out, too.
I think so. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening. And in there we've got the national reciprocity thing that he's going after as well. And
well, there's so many arms to what, you know, going on. Yeah, reaching. He's got a lot to deal with.
It's like out of Greek mythology. It's like the tasks of Hercules.
Yeah.
You know, and the first one is clean out the stables. You know, there was the one the guy had the largest stables in the world, you know, tens and thousands of stallions and horses, and these stables had never been cleaned out. That was the first task of Hercules, was to clean the stables. And actually had to, in the mythology, had to divert a river to flush the stables out.
Well, we may need to do that up in Washington, you know. Open up the gates.
Just make sure it's not the animus.
You know, I don't know. I mean, where do you start with all this stuff? Where do you stop? It's just getting, you know, it's like the Portland canceling the parade. You know, and Coulter canceling the Berkeley speech. They're, you know, completely kiboshing, you know, free speech and anybody who disagrees with them. And
if you disagree. If you don't, then you have the stage and everything's all set up for you. Everything's good.
Nobody gets arrested. Nobody goes to jail. You know, nobody, you know, they wreck things down there. One guy got arrested on the Berkeley thing on the last riot, round of riots. Mm-hmm. You've got, what's her name, Judge Napolitano. You know, she's got her fingers in a $175 million secret prize fund, you know.
With the universities and stuff?
There's no corruption in this.
Yeah, nothing happening.
Yeah, they've been stashing $175 million while demanding more funding, said the audit.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
No, doesn't
I don't
she,
know how that happened.
Didn't she come from someplace? Wasn't she a... Where would I mean? She was held an employee. She was employed for somebody.
Hell,
wasn't it the Clinton administration?
Yeah, I think so. What
was she? Waco.
No, that's the other.
That's
one.
Reno.
That's Reno. Well, yes. I kind of mixed up. All the same,
Napolitano, wasn't she the attorney general?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be her.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so she should know better than to have a secret slush fund off to the side while. You know, stashing $175 million for what? Yeah. So they got a reserve fund, and, you know.
I don't know how it happened. It all got transferred offshore. Yeah.
She's arguing that the amount accounts for 10% of the operating and administrative budget. You know, she calls it a modest amount for an organization of their size, you know. And so what's her excuse for doing this? You know. Today we learned that after squandering millions of public dollars on bloated management and unaccountable initiatives, they've been effectively operating at a slush fund that shields hundreds of millions of dollars from the public scrutiny, said the president of UC's largest employee union.
Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
And she's criticizing the office's skyrocketing executive pay. Gina, no. Nothing to see here.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, see, so
look at the little monkey.
So she, the skyrocketing executive pay, a reference to the audits finding that 10 executives in the office were paid a total of $3.7 million in fiscal year 2014 to 15, over $700,000 more than the combined salaries of the highest paid state employee counterparts. These guys aren't corrupt. They're not stealing money, are they?
Oh, yeah.
And I think with that, we got a caller on the line, right, Bob?
Okay. We had Andrew call in pointing out that Janet Napolitano was the director of Homeland Security under Obama.
Oh, what? I knew she was something under Obama. Wasn't she something under Clinton, too?
Yeah, I thought she was. I thought she was. For the Clintons for a while. I thought she was a retread from Clinton.
A retread.
Yeah, it says Janet Napolitano, the former Department of Homeland Security chief. Mm-hmm. I thought she had
She was the governor of Arizona at one time.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to dig in. I swear she was part of the Clinton.
I thought she was, too, for some reason. I guess, you know.
Somewhere along the line, she probably was.
Thinking of Janet Reno, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
There's so many of them, you get them mixed up.
Well, she was the Attorney General of Arizona is what it was. Governor of Arizona, so she was the governor of Arizona, United States Secretary of Homeland Security under Barack Obama, has been the president of the University of California in 13. Prior to her election as governor, she served as attorney general in Arizona.
I guess maybe.
And she was born in New Mexico, so she gets around.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah. Attorney general, I'm looking at the, wow. Do you know what her birthday is?
Probably the same as yours.
Uncanny. November 29th, 1957.
Ding, 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 ding.
Take that for data.
Good grief. Janet Napolitano was born on the same day as me. They should have had like a vetting, like the like the Spartans or something.
Throw it in the snow overnight.
Okay,
we do have a caller on the line.
We do have Lori on the line.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I have a great idea. You guys could do a fabulous fundraiser if we get a cabin with one of you three or all three of you, and you could ask for the world of money, and people will pony up.
Well, I want to say we appreciate that, Lori, and we appreciate your efforts in doing that. And we probably should give our address out again. It's 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. We do appreciate all of the donations that have come in from, you know, all the people that are keeping us on the air. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate your help with that, Lori.
Completely. And just to follow up on this Mind Matter 10th Annual Mental Health Fair, they do not sell anything, nor do they ask for donations. So if people are hesitant to go to some of these resource fairs, that will not be an issue. Now, will I have to figure out freebies like some pens and some fun mints? Maybe. I'll check with Cheadle on that. But anyways, hope people can make it. We're going to be definitely addressing Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, autism, Asperger's, all these things that we know are linked to what's being sprayed and vaccinated. So I appreciate Red mentioning the topic at the opening of your program. And there's a free film Tuesday night by the Seventh-day Adventists. You know how I and some other people kind of whine, complain, and be about why faith-based doesn't really come to the forefront on current issues? This church is doing it. They've already showed something called What the Health. And again, this Tuesday, 6 p.m. free, a film called Eating You Alive, and I believe it's on the glyphosates, and there's a trailer and a wonderful group of people that are coming forward with some courage, and I can't underestimate how important it is that we put the word out on our community shout-outs. Thank you.
Lori, I think on May 10th we got Under Your Skin coming, don't we? Do you know about that one?
No. What?
That's in regards to Lyme's disease, and I'll get more information and get it to you, but... Yeah, they're having a free showing at the Cascade, I believe, and it's Under Your Skin.
Okay, rumblings of that. I'll catch up with you at the Patriot meeting tomorrow. Thank
All right.
you.
All right, thanks.
Do you know what it was? I was looking up Loretta Lynn, or Napolitano, and she was speculated as being the potential candidate for Attorney General instead of Loretta Lynch, but they went with Loretta Lynch. So that's where the connection must have been. So,
man, what kind of a screw?
How did California get so lucky?
Yeah.
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 I don't know what difference there is between those two.
But. Hopefully, Loretta will get lynched, but you know, I mean, and there's looks like there's some information coming out that she knew about what was going on.
No.
And she was in collusion with these guys, and that's you know, starting to come out more and more and more. I had a little missive on that here someplace, and.
That wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that she's like lifetime friends with the Holder family, would it?
No, these guys aren't corrupt, are they?
No.
No. See, I had a little thing I was looking
Speaking
for.
Speaking of, where is
I was just going to say, where did Eric Holder go these days?
He's here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Ah.
What a guy.
Imagine that with Big O.
I guess we're almost done, though.
I'm not sure where that guy went.
He's working for the state in some capacity.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We the People is next on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
East Texas, Saturday night. We get details now. From correspondent Val Dior.
The National Weather Service has confirmed at least three tornadoes touched down and passed through Eustis and Canton City, all about 60 miles east of Dallas off of I-20. More than 54 patients following the storm were treated in hospitals in the region. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted that Texas Task Force 2 has been sent to assist in Van Zandt County, with Red Cross on hand to help those who lost their homes and are in need of assistance. Val Dior, Dallas.
White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus tells Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week that only